Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired beer and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event. Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody. This is not Mike Salmond. This is his normal co-host, Stephen Julian. Mike is on his honeymoon. I've been waiting to say that for a long time, and it's actually come true. So when Mike is not here, he actually left Trey in charge, and Trey said he tried to bar me from coming in the studio, but I made it in. But more importantly, Trey, being the greatest producer in the history of the world, booked me with a fantastic co-host. It's nice to welcome back Ashley Mangwasser. Hello there, Ashley.
Thank you, Stephen. Don't you think you should turn it down a little bit? We're only just getting started with the fanfare.
I gotta build it up a little bit. I gotta start slow burn. Sorry, I only have one speed, and that's just to go breakneck ahead and make everything happen. Welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. We are broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios inside the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. How is that? That nice and smooth?
Lovely. Very
Thank
nice.
You. Thank you. So as I said, Ashley Mangwasser is here. Life going good for you? Business going well?
Life is going great. Yeah. I was recently tapped. I'll be executive producing a live invention show in April. So I'm working on that. College age inventors. It's a pretty special thing. And perhaps going to Nigeria to interview a head of state in December.
Nice.
Yeah, interesting life in the media biz, as you know.
Well, obviously people can follow your career, but also we will we'll certainly tag that here on Business Radio X and maybe talk to you about it, maybe put you on the other side of the table and interview you about that show.
That sounds like a blast.
Yeah. Well, we're not here just to talk about us. More importantly, yeah, we are here to, we have three fabulous guests all with the same company. We have Bob and Lynn Turknet from Turknet Leadership Group, and we have Tino Mantella, who is also with the Turknet Leadership Group. But we're going to start the interview with Bob and Lynn. Bob and Lynn Turknet, welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Turknet Leadership Group. Obviously, your last name is in the title of the company. Tell everybody what Turknet Leadership Group does.
And I'll yield to Lynn because I learned a long time ago yielding is a very assertive act.
Way to go, Bob.
Bob, you're a very wise man.
Well, our company started 31 years ago. We've been doing this for a very long time. Bob is a licensed psychologist, and I have a background in organization sociology. He had a private practice for a while. We began dabbling in leadership and organization development. And in 1987, we met a consulting psychologist from the West Coast, and he was starting an executive assessment, and he called it counseling program. People call that coaching now. We never used the term counseling on the East Coast. It worked in Silicon Valley. It did not work in Atlanta.
Interesting. Executive counseling is what they used to call it.
Well, that's what he called it, an executive counseling program. But basically, he had assessment that he developed, several assessments, with a really great psychometrician. And we began using that, using his software, using his process. That was an alliance that worked very well for 20 years. So much of our work has continued to be executive assessment, coaching with individual leaders, and then work with their teams. And then we also do a lot of selection work and organization assessment work. And
awesome. What type of values would you say that effective leaders do demonstrate so I can evaluate my current and future bosses by this standard, Glenn?
Well, very good. Go ahead.
Well, we created a leadership character model. And think of a set of scales with integrity as the base and respect and responsibility on either side. So those are kind of our operational definition of leadership character, and something that's a foundational for everybody that we work with, whether we're working one-on-one or with a team or with an organization, that's foundational for working with them.
Fantastic.
Thank you for giving us kind of the history of where you guys started, and it kind of started with the assessments, but I would imagine over 31 years, starting with the assessments, then you kind of start adding on and being able to do a little bit different things. I think also you guys, and I think you briefly mentioned it, but you also help businesses find talent through some of the assessments. Is that correct?
We help businesses. Usually we don't recruit the talent.
Right.
But one of the big things that we do is help organizations when they have 2 to 3 final candidates for a senior position, help assess that person, doing interviews, doing personality assessments, critical thinking assessments, that kind of thing, helping them figure out, are there red flags here, are there potential derailers, how's this going to work out? And just one thing about, yes, we have always done more than assessment. So the big piece of that assessment was to help build that into coaching and development for the person.
But it wasn't called coaching before, it was called consulting.
he called it consulting, he called it counseling on the West Coast.
Yeah.
We called an executive development program here. Yeah,
I like
we
that
knew
counseling.
Immediately that would not fly.
I like that, counseling on the West Coast,
right?
Executive development on the East Coast.
Yes.
Nice.
Just another East Coast, West Coast division.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, thank you guys very much for giving kind of a good overview. It's almost like you've been with the company for 31 years and your name is on the building.
It is.
So good job with that.
Congratulations.
But you're also here to mention a new CEO, a new shift. So let me get out of the way and let you guys introduce your new CEO.
Again, I yield to Lynn.
I'm starting to pick up on Bob's tricks.
I taught it to every one of my clients, too, and it worked.
Well, we are super excited. We are extremely excited. We weren't 18 years old when we started this 31 years ago.
Yeah, you were 19.
So we were 19, right? So for a while, we have been thinking about what's the next step for us. And one of the things that was hard is it's not hard to find professionals who can do the work that we do. It is hard. I mean, it's not easy. But it's easier to find that than it is to find somebody who shares our values, who's interested in our business, and who is a person of integrity that is interested in running and growing a business and knows how to do that. We got very clear in the past few years that that's the kind of person we needed. We've known Tino for, probably since around the time he moved to Atlanta. We have watched him. We had situations where we got to know him even better. And in the past year, we heard him speak again. I heard him speak again. And said to Bob, why don't you call Tino and just see if he knows somebody who might be interested? And Tino said, that could be me.
Yeah, that's true.
And I had joked with Tino many times over the years, over 10 years, that whenever you quit doing whatever you're doing, why don't you come and run our company? Because you can see my hair is getting a little gray. And he'd always laugh, but we never really were serious. But even when I called him to ask him, I was asking him if he knew somebody else, had no idea that he was at a point where he might be interested. So it was just serendipity.
It was kismet. A name like Tino Mantella,
you can't do better. No.
There you go.
No.
Great.
Tino Mantella, welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
And welcome to TurkNet Leadership Group. It's about to become very official, and by the time everybody hears this and downloads this and listens to it, it will be official. Why don't you give us a quick... quick bio, background, kind of where you've come from and what you've been doing up till now.
So I'll do the quick piece of this. So most of my career has been in the nonprofit world. I've always had a goal and felt the best about myself and the alignment with my abilities when I was helping people in one way, shape, or form. And I did that through a variety of different organizations. I've worked in Park District helping to build parks and create programs for people when I first got out of college, and then moved over to the YMCA and did that stint for quite a long time. Ended up running the Chicago YMCA, which New York and Chicago were the two largest YMCA systems in the world, actually. And we helped a lot of people through that. And then I was recruited to be the CEO, president and CEO of the Arthritis Foundation, which is headquartered in Atlanta. And that's what brought me here about 17 years ago. And again, great organization in its own right, helping people with a disease, a chronic disease that is debilitating in many ways, depending what the disease is. And then I ran into an organization called the Technology Association of Georgia.
TAG.
TAG. And it happened to be right place, right time for me and for them. It was right after the technology bust, the euphoria, the late 1990s, and then 2000 came around, 2001. And the organization that started in 98 began to struggle. I think my skill sets aligned well with where they stood. And I did that program for 12 years as the CEO, and we grew it into a very nice size organization, as Lynn and Bob like to say, from 500 members to 36,000 over that period of time. So I like new challenges. So at year 11, the board came to me and said, all right, we're ready to re-up for another 5 years. I'm like, no, guys. I told you 12 years would be a good stint here. And it really want to leave with my energy as high as it was when I came in. So I gave a year's announcement, which was a little unusual, definitely for me and for the organization, but it really worked out well because they had a chance to look for a successor. We had a chance to overlap for 2 months and really help with some training of the new CEO. And I had a year to think about what I wanted to do next, my next challenge, and I ended up in the for-profit world with a company called Tier 4. And I'll still be a partner with Tier 4, but my majority of focus will certainly be on TurkNet organization. And Tier 4 was a very different organization, really helping companies think through their IT procurement. And we've been very successful there. People ask me if it's something that's been satisfying. I say yes. Is it something that on a day-to-day basis I get up and say, oh, man, I want to help sell a data center or a phone system or whatever in terms of working through that. And it didn't provide necessarily the full motivation that I'm looking for in terms of my point in my career. And as the TurkNet said, I've known them for a long time, and whether it was kidding or fate or kismet or whatever you want to call it, it was, you know, brings me back to some degree to my roots, because it actually is helping people again in a way that you can see. You know, what better way, you know, part of most people's life is going to be their work and their career. And what better way to do that in helping them to become leaders, better leaders, how to work with people, particularly in this day and age where there's so many challenges in terms of leadership. And I think it's the only generation that has so many different generations in it, that you have the baby boomers and the millennials and the Zs and the, you know, how do you bring all those people together and in harmony and like an orchestra? How do you make them develop and grow? And the TurkNets have been doing this for a long time, as they said, and they have a stellar reputation. And when the TurkNets announced that I was going to be doing this at the TurkNet Awards, one of my comments was, I'm really doing it too because it's the TurkNets that have built this organization, and you know, what better way to help and work with great people than to sign on. So that's what I did.
So you said yes.
So I said yes. So that was a long way to say that I said yes. Yeah.
So we also knew Tino from years ago in his career. He was applying for a job, and in doing so, was sent to us for that pre-hire testing, and so we did that. So we have all the battery of tests still in our... so we knew a lot about him.
In your annals, you could just go consult
and
the records.
And they still hired me. So, right, that was
so now I know Tino became the CEO so he can get rid of that file.
Right.
Burn it. So you're officially on board in 3 days, is that right?
Yes.
Indeed.
Okay, right. No pressure, but yeah. How are you thinking you want to continue this vision that Bob and Lynn have instilled with the leadership character model for talent development? What are you thinking?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think the core, as Bob said, I know the core, as Bob said, is respect and responsibility and leadership character. So that's our differentiator, and the combination of the TurkNet brand and the differentiators that they have through leadership character put us in a great position to grow. And as Lynn said, I really enjoy, as they through my testing, I think they saw the opportunity to build and grow things. Anything that just staying status quo is not really exciting to me. So we're certainly going to build on executive coaching and all the pieces that Lynn has mentioned. But we also want to go into, you know, the world is digital and online. So a big piece of what we want to do is how do we bring what we do to the masses, you know, to more people all over the world, really, we can, given, you know, given the online way that we can approach this. So that'll be a key piece to this. And they have a brilliant son named Josh that's going to help us to develop that program. So we're looking forward to doing that. And then in addition to that, it kind of goes back to your question, Steve. And, you know, you start with a core of business. And through my experience, without bastardizing anything that we do, how do you do other things as a trusted advisor for the organization? Things like, can we go deeper into the ranks to help people that are just coming on board, or, you know, cohesiveness through the way that we work and helping the whole organization, training, development, workshops, those kinds of things. There's a lot of issues like around how do you work with the millennial community?
Always an issue with us.
What'd you guys do?
I think we're very resilient go-getters, you know, to be honest.
You would say, how would you work with the baby boomers and how would you work with the other
exactly.
groups, right?
And I'm in the generation that no one talks about anymore, the Gen Xers. We're just, you know,
yeah, you're
so
off
passe.
To the side complaining. So we're speaking with the leadership of the TurkNet Leadership Group, interestingly enough. Bob and Lynn TurkNet, who started the company 31 years ago, and Tino Mantella, their new CEO. Bob and Lynn, let me come back to you guys for just a second, because as Tino was telling his story, he kept talking about certain changes would be because he wanted a new challenge or he wanted to bring his energy to something. And you, Lynn, when Bob had ceded to you and you
yes.
spoke so eloquently, you said this, but I'm going to ask both of you this. I have a feeling in 3 days, it's not like you guys are going to turn in your keys and go, see you later. So you're still going to be involved in the company. Talk a little bit about that transition for you guys, and also what's on the horizon? What are some of the next challenges that you guys are excited, if you have that answer yet? You might not.
Can I tell the... We did some work in New Orleans in
She's
the summer.
Permission.
Yeah.
I was going to say, the company's named after you guys, so you can say whatever you want.
In the summer, we were doing some selection work. A company, a large family-owned company in New Orleans, was trying to select somebody for a next kind of transition to CEO. And as we were talking to people in the organization, they said that the family was involved but not in the way.
Ah.
And that's what, I'm going to make a plaque of that and hang it in my office. I think that is the goal. We want to support the organization. We're still very excited. We're even more excited. The fact that the digital growth is really fascinating to us. The way organizations are going to change in terms of integrating technology and human beings is fascinating to us. We want to help in any way we can. We'll still be doing individual consulting as needed, but we want to turn over the reins of growth to Tino because he just knows how to do that better than we do.
And based on my experience in working with people who've done what we're trying to do, We better put a plaque in all the rooms.
I was going to say, you might want it to be the screensaver on your phone so that it comes up every time you hit your code.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
Fabulous. That's a free tip.
Thank you.
From Gwinnett Business Radio.
And you know what, Lynn? There is evidence of your continued contributions on the website, because I know you have some excellent materials on thought leadership authored by you, presentation materials, things I had never heard of before when it comes to the leadership realm, particularly the word derailment for our viewers. Can you just explain what leadership derailment is? I think it's a powerful principle.
One of the things we know is that often people are selected for higher roles. They get promoted on certain things like drive and the ability to get things done. But often they don't get a ton of feedback if they're moving really fast. And what we also know is that there's been research that shows there are certain things that once people get to a higher level, maybe a senior director level, something like that, those factors, as they begin to have to work across an enterprise, can cause them simply to derail. Some of them are things like a tendency to be passive aggressive.
We know that.
Why'd you look at me when you said that?
It's just a common human experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, a tendency to be overly narcissistic. Everybody kind of knows that. A tendency to be too much the center of attention. We use an assessment that was developed by Hogan that lists, I think they're like 16 potential derailers, but figuring out whether that's going to be the case and figuring out when somebody's young enough to do something about it is super important.
I love the whole philosophy and the psychology behind that, because it's easy for us to think good leader, bad leader, but it explains leadership as more of a path. And it can start great and then go south.
So very true. We say leadership is a choice, and how you do leadership is a choice.
Ah. All right, I'm about to make maybe a narcissistic statement. I don't know. Tino, I'm gonna bring it back to you for something. Ashley asked a great question, deep philosophical. Let's talk about, let's get into the nuts and bolts of leadership. I'm thinking of our small business leaders who are listening to the program. So we have business leaders of all different sizes of business listening. So let me ask you, nothing happens in business until a sale gets done in the for-profit world. Right. What are some of the best niches? What are some of the best size businesses? What are some of the entry points and entryways that different size businesses, if they went to your website, what are some of the best first steps that businesses can take with the TurkNet leadership?
Right, and I think the TurkNets will have something to add to this, but one of the things that hasn't been mentioned, when we talk about TurkNet and the brand of TurkNet and the 31-year history, I think what's missing is, and what I found in the last couple of months after I've made the announcement one way, shape, or form that I'm going to be doing this, that the people that know the TurkNets, a number of the leaders that I talk to actually somewhere in their career have been touched by the TurkNet leadership group. And it's amazing how many people in leadership positions over the course of the years have been coached or helped in some way in development through the TurkNets, which is terrific. And the other thing that surprised me is you kind of think about coaching, it's like maybe you do it for 6 months and then you move on to the next thing,
right?
Flavor of the month. Bob, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's people you've been coaching for more than 10 years probably, is that
sure.
right?
Yes.
Yeah. So so it's enduring and they see that value. So it's really, the first thing I would say is pretty much could be for anyone that feels like they're in a position that they want to grow into leadership. As this has been announced, I've also got contact by a number of people that said, I want to move to the next level. I was having breakfast with someone yesterday, and he's high up in a company, but he feels he has two moves before he gets to be the CEO, and that's what he wants to be, and he's running in his division of it's a $500 million company, so he's got a big job. But there's this belief by many that are at that level that they still need to have someone help them to navigate through and not have the pitfalls, some that Lynn mentioned and Ashley that you read about on the website. So, and the short answer is it's really for anyone that's looking to grow. And sometimes it comes from them, but I would think more often than not it comes from someone that's supervising them or peers, whatever, and they're in the position, and they might say something like, you know, coaching might be something interesting for you to pursue. Another way to say you need some help there for to stay in the job, to grow in the job, and to be effective. And I think, you know, I said at the TurkNet Awards that we're all students and we're all teachers, because I know over the course of my career there's things that I could have done better and differently, and it would have been nice to have maybe someone from outside that would provide some guidance for that.
One of the things that Tino just mentioned earlier was our son Josh, and he's a neurologist, and he's now only doing that like a half a day a week.
That means brains.
Thanks, Ashley.
And got so it. He's done a lot of research and study on neuroplasticity of the brain. And
I saw
then
that section on the website. Yeah.
He's getting helping us to apply some of those same principles and concepts to our work. So, and he's excited about working with Tino, and he's been working with Lynn and me.
So what I find interesting, and I don't think there's a question in this, I guess this is a testimonial without having using y'all's services, there's a lot of coaching going on out there in the business world, but there's not as much coaching backed by science and sociology.
Exactly.
And psychology, and now neuroscience and neuroplasticity. So it isn't just, hey, we read a bunch of books and we came up with this program and we'll do it till it runs its course. There's a lot of study that's gone into this. So, so it sounds like, and I like the way Tino stated his answer, this can be an individual who wants to take the next steps. This can also be the current leader of a team who wants to take their team to the next steps. And it sounds like also there's one-on-one, and there's also availability potentially down the road of doing more stuff through online, correct?
Exactly. We are actively building that, because that allows us to move, as Tino said, sort of down to other layers in an organization, taking the things that we've done and giving them, helping people build their entire organization. We've always done organization assessment and work at a culture level, but this allows us to really get granular in helping people lead. Very excited about that.
All right, I think we've asked a lot of good questions, and I think there's only one last question that needs to be asked, and I'm not gonna direct it at any one of you. I have a feeling Lynn's going to answer, but or everybody's going to tell Lynn to answer.
And learning. Interestingly, the Myers-Briggs test shows I'm highly extroverted and she's introverted, and yet she always does the talking. Isn't that interesting?
Can I know what are your letters, Bob? I'm just curious.
ENTJ.
ENFJ.
All right.
Nice to meet you. I thought we had
me too.
And I'm close. I'm close on TNF. So
I'm a disc guy.
I'm an INFJ.
I'm sorry. I did
disc.
More of the disc. You're so I'm a little.
It's a test you should take.
I'm a high I, and I'm actually more secondary C.
Okay.
High I, secondary C.
Yeah.
Most interesting analysis I've heard of Myers-Briggs ever.
Wow.
High I.
All right. Well, so here was my question. Sorry, we got sidetracked.
Right.
Talking letters. How do people get in touch with TurkNet Leadership Group? What are the ways that they can start down the path of counseling, coaching, whatever they need?
Well, if you go to TurkNet.com and hit contact us or call the telephone number, which is 770-270-1723, we would love to help you.
And TurkNet is spelled TURKNETT.
Yes.
Very
thank
nice.
You. That's helpful.
And Lynn, are there any key characteristics you're looking for before you take on a client or company to work with, or are you just ready to talk to any businesses?
Probably not. There are businesses probably that are a bit too small, although interestingly, we've worked with some companies that are like a few million that are ready to really grow, or for some reason they're hit a real inflection point and know that they need this as they handle really heavy growth. I'd say our most of our clients are probably 50 million to a billion for sort of all of our services, but in very large companies, we're usually doing coaching or work with a team.
I think for small businesses, because that's some of your audience you have, certainly a big piece of your audience, it's very much applicable to the CEO and the leadership, because Peter Drucker once said, culture eats strategy for breakfast. And I've certainly seen that over my career, and particularly because at TAG, I worked with so many entrepreneurial groups, and they're trying to build a company, and a lot of times they don't get stuck because it's the product or because it's the branding. It's really how to build a team, how to keep a team, how to get them to work together. And, you know, a lot of them are trying the bells and whistles now of Google-like sorts of facilities and all, with your pool tables and ping pong tables.
The modern workplace.
Yeah, yeah. I went into one a few months ago that actually had a microbrewery in it that every Thursday beer night. And that was one. But those are still, even you find that they're a little bit superficial in terms of the kinds of things that are going to retain and motivate people to go forward and help build a company, be part of the team. So certainly as a young company, I think that we fit nicely into team building exercises, coaching the CEO with the mindset of maybe I'm running a $2 million company, but I do want it to be a $500 million company.
Right.
It's almost like companies need to go back to that base of integrity, respect, and responsibility that you guys talked about.
The leadership character model.
And we get over the years, we've gotten quite a few referrals from venture capital or investors who are wanting to strengthen the leadership team so that because they've got money involved and investment involved, and so that's been another area of resource.
It's almost like this topic is so crucial and so integral that we can't end this interview.
I'm imagining us all floating in a leadership on the sea.
Nice.
I think I heard that in third grade and it always stuck with me.
We thought about doing that on a cruise, having a leadership program on
that's fun. There's an idea.
Call it the leadership. Very good. Bob and Lynn Turknet, Tino Mantella from the Turknet Leadership Group, thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Ashley, I wanted to ask you a question end the show. You talked about the stuff that you're getting involved in, and I believe you have your own website, correct?
I do.
Would you be willing to plug it on Gwinnett Business Radio?
Absolutely. You guys can always follow me on Instagram, which I'm obsessed with as a millennial, Ashmingo TV. I try to post anything I'm doing. I actually did a little snap of the Business Radio X studio this morning, Stephen. Yes, but then my website is AshleyMingWasserTV.com, and I post my latest videos, host opportunities, and things like that up there. So
very good.
Check it out. Thanks for asking.
Well, absolutely. And as always, it is always a pleasure to have you in the studio. So happy to have you here as my co-host today and helping me steer this leadership.
Oh, thank you for being at the helm, Stephen. You do it so nicely. It was an honor.
Just a reminder that you can listen to Gwinnett Business Radio. You can go to businessradiox.com, search the Gwinnett Studio, and you can find all kinds of past episodes. You can also follow us on your favorite podcasting platform, whether that's iTunes, Stitcher, or any of the other podcasting platforms. And I want to remind everybody that our show comes to you from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios inside the beautiful Sonesta Atlanta Gwinnett Place Hotel. And so, for Trey Odom, the greatest producer in the history of podcasting, and for Ashley Mangwasser, this is Stephen Julian saying we'll see you next time on Gwinnett Business Radio.